Leftists triggered after Marsha Blackburn points out how Marxists would hurt Taylor Swift. By David Ng and Jerome Hudson on July 9, 2021. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, sat down with Breitbart News and warned that Democrat policy pushing pop star Taylor Swift would be the first victim of a top-down Marxism government. The video went viral, prompting far-left journalists, artists, and pundits to quickly circle the wagons around Swift, throw tantrums, and hurl personal attacks at Senator Blackburn. The mass triggering involves establishment media outlets, including MSNBC, as well as prominent cultural figures, such as country music star Will Hogan, tennis great Martina Navratilova. Still, industry outlets like Billboard, Variety, and The Wrap covered the story. Some are casting Senator Blackburn as the aggressor, but it was Taylor Swift who attacked the senator in the past, endorsing her rival in the 2018 midterms and declaring that the senator's voting record appalls and terrifies her. Swift also dissed the senator, calling her Trump in a wig in her Netflix documentary Miss Americana. Senator Blackburn told Breitbart News that the increasingly woke country music industry should be wary of the Marxist ideas the left is promoting. Taylor Swift came after me in my 2018 campaign, the senator said. But Taylor Swift would be the first victim of that because when you look at Marxist socialistic societies, they do not allow women to dress or sing or be on stage or to entertain or the type music she would have. They don't allow protection of private intellectual property rights. Senator Blackburn's decision to strike back has prompted the media to rush to Swift's defense and vilify the senator as idiotic, inept, and a whack job. MSNBC and NBC's Peacock host Mehdi Hasan said Senator Blackburn merits contention for dumbest comment uttered by a Republican senator this year. Former ESPN and MSNBC personality Keith Olbermann took a personal swipe at the senator by questioning her intelligence and sanity. Tennis legend Martina Navratilova dug deep and called the senator brutally idiotic. Country music star Will Hogue claimed the senator is really awful at her job. Del Cameron, a senior reporter at Gizmodo, called Senator Blackburn an authoritarian whack job. Millennial media site Mike said the embarrassingly inept Blackburn was doing little more than sparking a new sparring match with Swift. The site also called the senator a dunce. Feminist site Jezebel posted a hot take claiming the senator isn't a very bright woman. The Wrap framed the story by casting Taylor Swift as the victim. Billboard and Variety had similar framing. The Daily Beast offered up this sarcastic headline: Marsha Blackburn seems genuinely worried that socialism would cancel Taylor Swift and The Hill. Former George W. Bush advisor Matthew Dowd said, "I, along with most Americans, would much prefer to have a Taylor Swift 13 as a United States senator to Blackburn." Hollywood screenwriter and New Yorker columnist Paul Rudnick called the senator an idiot. Uprox.com recycled a dig Swift used against Blackburn with its headline: The Trump in a wig senator gave a strange warning to Taylor Swift about being the first victim in a Marxist government. The Hill and Mediaite, for their part, gave the Breitbart interview an unbiased aggregation. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.